You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And hey, we're welcoming our friends and our family. And if you are a first-time listener to our show, we're happy to have you. We are a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world. And you can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, as well as some great innovative guests every week. And see what's going on around the USA with our events calendar.
So today we have two great guests. First, we have Jackie Lappin, the founder of Conscious Media Relations, and Alex Iglesia, creator of Being Epic. You know, we met Alex at the Imagination IQ, and he's just a great, great person to learn from. But before we get into that, let's talk about what we did this past week.
We had a very exciting week. Of course, it was Mother's Day this past weekend, and we did go to the event Scandalless, as in L-E-S-S, and that was honoring gladiator moms, and it was a lot of fun on Ventura Boulevard, which is in fabulous Studio City area in California, and it was a great turnout. They had probably a couple hundred people there, women that were just being celebrated and honored, and we had a really good time. We got to do a lot of interviewing, and we met a whole bunch of really positive, awesome ladies.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was a lot of energy there, and a lot of women doing some positive things. People that we are going to have on the show, and that we're going to be working with, Simone Smith, which is LL Cool J's wife, mm-hmm. For a number of years now, she was awesome to interview.
Amazing lady. Absolutely amazing. She's a survivor of a crazy kind of cancer that she had in a bone in her leg several years ago, and raised four fabulous children. Every one of her children are extremely successful. They're either in the entertainment world or they're in the designer world, and she's just a really, really dynamite lady.
Yeah, she was great. And again, the other women that we met there, it was like almost like a networking party, because everyone had something that they were doing that was really positive.
Well, it was a bunch of movers and shakers. I think that's why it felt like a networking party, because you had people who had written books. You had people who had started events. You have people who, this one fabulous lady is working on a project to get everybody who doesn't have a diploma to have a GED.
Yeah.
She was very, very cool. Young girl, just inspired to kind of resolve a problem that she sees in her area.
Yeah, and from there, we went to Rodeo Drive, and we didn't meet him, but we walked right past Cesar Millan, who is the dog whisperer. And I wish I had glanced at him quicker. I would have just stopped.
You would have whispered to him?
I would have whispered
to
him.
Hey, Cesar.
I would have went, get over here. he would have liked that, because he does it on his show. I think his show is great. He talks about energy all the time. I would love to have him as a guest. Cesar just talks about dogs pick up on your energy. So if you are there and you're very hyper, then a dog's very hyper. If you're very chill, then they'll be very chill. So they're like a perfect mirror to the owners. And that's why he always says he has to train his owners, and he just sort of messes with the
and
dogs.
And he sort of does train the owners. So then from there, we went to the production of Stage. That was just a blast. That was for the AIDS Foundation, a phenomenal show, all-star cast, people like Sally Struthers and Florence Henderson, and a list a mile long. It was quite enjoyable. Couple-hour show, and it was from Hollywood to Broadway and from Broadway to Hollywood, bunch of musical acts from Singing in the Rain and all that kind of thing. But we had a really great time, and they really put on an amazing show, but they also put on an amazing event.
Well, it was their 31st year for doing it, and I want to thank Scott Barton for inviting us and allowing us to be part of the event, because it was really, really an incredible one night only, and I think we would definitely go see it again next year.
Absolutely, and you know, we'll have Scott again on our show, as he does a lot of really cool things, and it's Scott Barton PR. He's a PR guy and sends us a lot of really cool people, so check out Scott.
Well, when you hear that sound, you know it is time for our quote of the week.
Train your mind to see the positive in every situation. Train your mind to see the positive in every situation.
Mm-hmm.
How do you suppose you train your mind?
Well, you know, it's the yin and yang. What the Chinese say is within every tragedy, there is a blessing and there's the yin and yang. So, you know, it sounds pretty simple and it's sometimes probably more difficult than you realize. But if you can actually take that quote and really, really listen to it and start looking at any situation and find the blessing within it, it's amazing what you'll see. Because a lot of times we just quickly have a knee-jerk reaction going like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. Yeah, but look what it created. It created this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
look at the bright side.
Look at the bright side of it and look at the reason why it might have happened. And I think it's a great quote to just really ponder all week.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Because I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone.
Glass stereo.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience.
I'm a man for money.
At www.sainttone.com.
Unite. Reinvent your life.
Mama said we can always hug it out. Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to end.
For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
USALuxuryDirect.com. 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 Top name brands from around the world, sold at discounted prices. Hundreds of items to choose from. Put Humanitarian Radio in the coupon zone for a 10% discount at USALuxuryDirect.com.
So we want to thank our sponsor, USA Luxury Direct. As you know, this show is run strictly on donations, and we appreciate them supporting our cause and helping us shout out some good news around the world. If you have a chance, go check out USALuxuryDirect.com. And put in the code word humanitarian radio, and they'll give you an extra discount.
So it's time for some good news from around the world.
So the first good story is a lovely teaching story. You know, a lot of times in this world, in these days, teenagers have babies. Teenagers still try to get their education. And a lot of times they don't succeed because the children get in the way, they can't take them to school, all that kind of thing, right? So there's a professor who happened to be professor of the year, and you can see why. He allowed his student, and this is in college, to bring her child to school because he didn't want her to miss the day of class and she didn't have a sitter. So the mother brings the child to school, and the child's about 2 years old. And I'm saying that because I'm looking at a photo. And the child starts crying in class. The mother is extremely embarrassed. She picks up the child and she goes scurrying to go out the door. And the professor goes, no, 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 no. Give me the baby. He picks up the baby. He carries the baby in his arm and he continues his lecture. And that young lady got to go through the remainder of the class.
Wow.
So the photo is of the teacher holding a baby. The baby is dressed in white and blue stars and looks like the flag. And he's doing his lecture, his hands in the air. He's not even paying any attention to the baby. The baby has stopped crying and is watching him. And think about that. This guy was like, no, no, honey, your education is way more important than that baby crying. So he picks up the baby. He continues with his class and she gets to finish her lecture.
That's an amazing story.
I think that was just really, really, and really cool.
And it was really interesting that the professor chose that because he could easily said, I'm sorry, you're disrupting my class and
exactly,
your child is
disrupting
and
let her
class.
Go out the door, right? But he's like, no, 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 no. He makes the baby stop crying.
Yeah, he must see something in her.
Yeah,
to
totally.
To keep it going, obviously.
I thought that was an amazing story and what a cool thing. So the next story I have is equally as cool. This doctor went to a fast food restaurant. And he filmed this scene that he saw, and it's a viral video now. The scene is there is a worker at this fast food restaurant, who sees this paraplegic young lady who is coming in a wheelchair, and she's ordered food, and he sees her struggling to eat it because she's handicapped. So the doctor films him putting on a white glove from behind the counter, going over to the lady, sitting next to her, and feeding her. He picked up the food with his fingers and he put it in her mouth for her. And so the doctor filmed the worker feeding the patron.
Wow.
How cool is that? And the doctor says it blew me away. How many people would do that?
Yeah.
How many people would go and help somebody like that?
That's amazing.
I was blown away by that. It turns out the kid that helped was only 20 years old, just a young guy, helping a woman. That in itself is a little bit shocking for a 20-year-old guy to go, I'm going to go help that lady eat.
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable. I thought that was a really beautiful story. So I wanted to share that one with us as well.
Well, I think his future isn't going to be in fast food.
What do you think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be a much bigger contribution to society.
I would have to say.
Either a doctor, a nurse, or a someone who works at a nursing home. He obviously...
cares.
He's meant to do that. Yeah.
Obviously cares about people.
Yeah.
What a beautiful story, though. You know, and I constantly try to find stories about youth because I really want to shine on the positive side of our youth. We constantly hear on TV, oh, teenagers these days, young adults, they don't know this, they do that bad, they're wrong about this, blah, 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 bash, bash, bash. So if you notice, for the last several months, every week I find a really great positive story about a teenager or a young adult doing something really beautiful.
So I have one. A boy gives his savings to a homeless hero. Joshua, a 10-year-old boy, went to a tent site of a bunch of homeless men, and he saw this gentleman on TV, and he was a hero who had helped two downed pilots. And he had saved up for about 8 months, and he had saved up $100, and he wanted to give it to this gentleman because once he saw him on TV, he said to his parents, that guy shouldn't be living in the streets.
So he brought him his 8 month savings.
So he took his 8 month savings and they tracked him down and they gave it to him.
Wow, that's really wild.
Yeah. To have a boy who's 10 years old feel that compassion on TV and say, we need to do something about this.
Let me say, first of all, bravo to the parents who raised that child. Because those kinds of hearts don't just come out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they've seen an example of something in order to grow with that kind of a heart. I think that's a beautiful thing. The thing that I'm question and I'm curious about is how would they find somebody? Because you and I have been down on Skid Row and we've been down in the homeless, you know, territories there. And I can't even imagine how you would find somebody.
Well, apparently he was very determined to find him,
wow.
And he did. So I, you know, again, I think that's just a great story.
Yeah, what a beautiful story. And, you know, if you know somebody who's done something really awesome or someone that we should be featuring on our show, please let us know. Go to humanitarianradio.com and drop us a line or check us out on Facebook. Just reach out. We're happy to focus on great news every day. Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com. On May 22nd, we have the Soul Siesta in beautiful Playa del Carmen, Mexico. On May 30th, go check out our friend Nancy Cartwright. She's the voice of Bart Simpson, and she's having their 10th annual Happy House annual poker tournament. And on June 5th to the 7th, it's the Green Sustainability Expo in Washington, D.C. On the 7th of June, International Family Film Festival in Hollywood, California. And this is a group that we've been part of for a number of years. Great family entertainment, a lot of fabulous films. June 6th to the 14th, Health, Healing, and Happiness Expo in Las Vegas. That should keep you busy for a little bit. There's all kinds more events on our events page on humanitarianradio.com. So if you're looking for something fun to do, come check us out.
And if you have an event that you want us to post, just reach out to us either on humanitarianradio.com or on our Facebook.
Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made? Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics? No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. With 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538. And so we are back, and we are so delighted to have with us today Jackie Lappin. She is the founder of Conscious Media Relations and ConsciousAndTransformationalSpeakers.com. Hi, Jackie. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
So, Jackie, tell us a little bit. We met you at the Ascent Expo. Tell us a little bit about your work and how you got started in this business.
Well, actually, I told my parents at the age of 11 that I was going to be a sports writer when there were no women sports writers. And so I was a conscious creator from the time I was very young. And at 20, I was at the Detroit Free Press. At 21, I was on the front pages of the LA Times and at the Associated Press. And 22, I was at the Washington Post. And then I used that to segue into the public relations business. And being that I was kind of a specialist in my area, I developed my own PR agency, and it became one of the largest sports special events entertainment PR agencies in the country. And we did everything from the first four Los Angeles Marathons to the 75th anniversary of the National Hockey League to the launching the Golf Channel, and we were Toyota's motorsports agency for 15 years. And the most common thing that people know me for is I launched the worldwide poker phenomenon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, with the World Poker Tour. So got everybody watching poker on TV. So I played in a big sandbox for much of my life.
I was going to say, you've been sitting idle for most of your life, it sounds like.
Indeed. And so a few years back, I began on my own personal journey to explore my spirituality. And in the course of that, I read a lot of important books, but realized, and this was before The Secret, that there was this thread that people weren't really talking about, and that's that our thoughts and our emotions create our realities. So I wrote a book called The Art of Conscious Creation, not so long after, a couple of years, the next one followed, Practical Conscious Creation. And in doing that, I realized that I was building specialty media lists, aggregating all the people in personal growth in one place. And nobody had ever done that before. And today we have 3,000 personal growth radio shows in our database and 1,500 mind, body, spirit, fit, and online media. And as I'm doing this, I'm thinking to myself, why am I spending a lot of my time in mainstream media? I kind of left the sports world behind at that point. Why am I doing this at which the media is contracting? It's not much fun. Why don't I just switch everything into the conscious media, which is where my heart is? And not only did I love the client base, because people are conscious and kind and compassionate, but I also, and they're really trying to do something good for the world, but I also felt that it was important to be able to make a contribution from our side as well. And so that's what, you know, there was this whole coterie of media out there who really were hungry for this kind of information. And they actually looked forward to it, and they would call me and they'd say, what do you got for me this month? And so that was a much happier experience for me. So we basically married the conscious media to the mainstream media, and that's what our Conscious Media Relations does. We offer authors to 3,000 personal growth radio shows to help them promote their books. We're a messenger of other people's messages. We syndicate articles for them. We do full book campaigns. We do retainer programs for any kinds of a company, an energy healing company, a product, a resource, a nonprofit that serves the world in a positive way. So that's the niche that we created. And in the process of all of that, people kept saying, well, can you book me on this and can you book me on that in terms of speaking engagements? And I kept saying, no, we don't do that. Finally, I hit myself upside the head one day and I said, okay, the universe is asking you to do something. Why are you saying no?
They kept throwing it at you until you're finally going, okay, I'll do it, right?
Exactly. And, you know, I'm a big believer that, you know, follow the guidance that you're directed to and listen to what the universe is telling you. So we then launched Conscious and Transformational Speakers as a means to help other people deliver their messages all over the country. We have a couple of different levels of that. that are monthly fees to help us get you out there. But then we also developed another site called Luminary Voices for people who don't want to have full-time representation, but just want to be in a showcase where people can find them. That people who are, you know, New Thought churches and organizations looking for conscious and transformational speakers and performers, mind you, musicians, singers, etc. And Luminary Voices is a very inexpensive investment for me. It's only $250 a year. But it's a place where they're going to be found, and we're going to look to aggregate all the best speakers and performers who really want to be in that circuit.
I want to say, Jackie, that is really an inexpensive price. Tony and I, being in the music world and also in the speaker world, know that is really inexpensive to be able to get all the services that you're giving and hook people up with, you know, places that they don't have access to. I think it's really cool that you're a one-stop shop, if you will, for such a variety of things, all under the same message, if you will.
Actually hit it right on the nose. We are trying to be one-stop shopping for the conscious and transformational marketer, whatever they are marketing. A message, a product, a service, a mission. So you really summed it up perfectly.
Now, how long have you been doing this? Because obviously it's been twirling around you for a while, and you finally made the shift. How long ago did you make this shift?
Well, we added what we call CTS, Conscious and Transformational Speakers, just a month ago. I mean, it's been something that has been in the works for 6 months, but we opened the doors at the beginning of April. And we are already getting raving reviews from our clients. They love what we're doing. There's actually two levels to this program. See, Luminary Voices is a showcase, but Conscious and Transformational Speakers is representation. That means we're aggressively going out and pursuing speaking opportunities for people. And it's divided in the conscious community. In other words, if you just want to be speaking at New Thought churches and bookstores and expos and women's organizations and civic organizations, they may not pay you any money, but they're going to give you an opportunity to sell your books and grow your coaching programs and increase your visibility, get people into your opt-in list. Now, that is one level. That's our level one program. But then there's a level two program, which enables people to get paid speaking engagements. And that's our clear focus there. We're looking for paid speaking engagements. And that's universities and associations and corporations. So we kind of separate those out because it's oftentimes people at two different levels and their goals are different. So we service both of those areas, and already lots of wonderful things are coming to fruition on both of those sides. So
Jackie,
I can't wait to be starting to put the testimonials up.
So tell me, do people have to have a certain amount of experience before they come to you? Or can they come raw, just trying to dabble in it? Or do they have to be at a certain level?
Well, they have to do a couple of things. They have to have a decent professional website. We like them to have some video of themselves speaking, if at all possible. If not, some kind of a nicely done YouTube video. But so people can get a sense of how they speak. They should come with the topics that they're going to speak on and a pretty good idea of what they're going to be saying in those conversations. You know, what are the, you know, if it's 10 steps to this, or if they're motivating people for that,
sure.
A clear idea of what that speech is going to be like.
Right.
But if they're not really absolutely on top of feeling confident, well, yes, we're going to start you in some smaller things, but at the same time, we're going to recommend you to some speaking coaches. And we are in the process of putting a resource page on conscious and transformational speakers, where people can come and find speaking coaches and speaker fulfillment and a variety of other services that speakers need.
Very nice. So you're growing and growing and growing.
You bet. We're really excited. We're really excited about the response to this, because so many people have been looking for something like this and they've never found it. And the other thing is that we're servicing a part of the market that isn't being served right now. You know, traditional speakers bureaus take a percentage off the back. So if you're not making $10,000 to $20,000 per speaking engagement,
mm-hmm.
they're really not going to pay a whole lot of attention to you.
Right.
You may be on their list, but they're not going to aggressively pursue anything for you.
Sure.
And a lot of the spiritual self-help people, they're not even wanted by these speaking bureaus. A lot of them want more heavy motivational or heavy sales.
Right.
So we're being the champion and the advocate for that segment that needs somebody out there to champion them.
Excellent.
Now, do you find that there's a lot of corporations that are starting to lean towards wanting more of this type of these types of conscious speakers?
Yes, and if obviously, if you follow the trend of mindfulness and meditation, a lot of times that's helping corporations. They're looking to create greater wellness amongst their people by encouraging them to step off the hamster wheel,
mm-hmm.
so that they get themselves more centered. And so these kinds of topics are definitely something that they are much more open to than they ever have been before.
That's awesome, because that's one of the things, like you said earlier, a lot of times these other motivational speakers and stuff, they're obviously all working towards sales and trying to keep their sales team up, and it's very money-driven, if you will. And where you're coming from and the people that you're representing, to get the paid gigs, I mean, that's what you have to do. And I think corporations can really use it, because in the work that Janie and I have done, we have found that there are a lot of corporations that are definitely more interested in it, but they just haven't really crossed that bridge yet. But we've been told, wow, this would be really great in my office, or I wish you guys could come to my place and do this type of work. We'll get the individuals that are somewhere else at a Unity Church, and they're saying to us in hopes that they could get you in a corporate situation. So I'm really excited to see that there are corporations out there willing to open up to this type of speaking.
Well, and there's another kind of organization that also loves this kind of content, and that's multi-level marketing companies and direct sales companies. A lot of those people love to have people in that talks about personal growth and the being the best you that you can be, and the elements to becoming more personally successful in life, because that makes them more successful in their professional lives.
Yeah, and I would have never thought of that angle, but I could totally see how that would be really effective for a multi-level type corporation or group or whatever to bring in somebody motivational, somebody that can clear the energy and open their eyes to new ways of selling and that kind of thing. I think that would be hugely beneficial. I wasn't even thinking on that direction.
Well, and they a lot of times have annual conventions or regional conventions, and they're a great opportunity for us to play speakers.
Excellent, excellent. So while you're sitting still every day, because you have so much going on, do you do any types of events or things like that where people can come and see your people, or do you strictly work on you find places for everyone to fit in?
We just find that the best way to connect with people is by phone and Skype. Mm-hmm. We learn about them, we get to know what their needs are, and then we help design the programs for them. We do, on the PR side, we do the done-for-you kinds of programs where we actually go out and do the publicity, but we also have do-it-yourself tools. So, if somebody doesn't have a budget, they can either, there's some great lists that they can purchase, like one that has 100 websites where you can upload mind, body, spirit articles for sites that are looking for that kind of content. Another one that gives you a list of all the 100 book social networks, And we also have a mini webinar called Engage, 10 Key Strategies for Conscious and Transformational Marketers to Engage the Media. And this is a really cool tool because it gets you very up to speed quickly. I tell people it's not a full course meal. It's a tasting menu.
Nice.
But it's a really good tool to get people doing their own publicity and much more effective at it. And it's just really simple. And the way to get there is just to go, you can either go to the Conscious Media Relations website and click through there, or you can go directly to Conscious Marketing Mastery. And it's readily available and easy. It's 10 mini webinars, all 10 to 20 minutes long. So we find that, you come into our organization, either you come just to do speaking, and then I put you in touch with Sabrina Fritz, who's our executive director. She's in Colorado. If you're interested in the PR side, then, I'll chat with you and figure out what your needs are and how to craft a program for you. And And if you just want the do-it-yourself tools, they're there on the website at Conscious Media Relations, and you can grab them and go.
And we're gonna put a link to her site on our Humanitarian Radio website for our listeners to be able to find her really easy. You know, I always like to ask this, and because you never know what everybody's different situations are with their corporations and their endeavors. Is there anything that our listeners can do to help you? Maybe spread the word that you're out there, or is there anything that, that you could use outside service from our listeners to help your corporation in any way?
Oh, that is so sweet of you to ask. We love people who want to help spread the word.
Excellent.
So if you have a list or you have friends that either are launching a book or want to do some more speaking engagements, man, that's that is really a blessing to us, a true thing that we are very grateful, because most of our work does come through referral, word of mouth, or our what I would call our partners that tell the world about us. So, and we are so deeply grateful. And we'll give you a little reward for bringing people to us. So we sure appreciate your anybody's support for us. So
let me ask you this now. We have friends that, well, there's a lot of people across the country that listen to this particular program, but I have particular friends in Connecticut, in North Carolina, in Florida, people that are on the opposite side of the country. Can they reach out to you, and can you still work with them on any of these levels?
Oh, absolutely. You know, CTS, Conscious Transformational Speakers, is national. So, and Canadian. We'll also work in Canada for folks. So, absolutely. And then, of course, PR knows no borders, but we concentrate on the U.S. and Canada. So, if people can contact us anywhere. They can reach out to me either by emailing me at Jackie@consciousmediarelations.com. And that's Jackie. They can go to the website Conscious Media Relations, or they can call me at 818-707-1473. And I always welcome chatting with folks and seeing how we might be of service to them. It is our goal to be of service to people who are light workers bringing light to the world, and that's our joy in life.
Well, Jackie, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us and let us know that there is a one-stop shop to get all of these different speakers and performers all in one place. And I think that is an incredible, incredible work that you're doing, because you're helping people like us who are the light workers out there trying to do this and trying to find avenues to spread our word. And you're helping other people that are actually looking for it to all coincide in one spot. So I think it's a great idea. I wish you nothing but the best. The fact that you've only been out for a month, and I think you're doing phenomenal. So you have answered the call properly.
Thank you, guys. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be here.
Thank you again.
This week's positive music brought to you by Saint Tone, and this song is called Best Case Scenario.
Best case gonna blow your mind when your focus gets flipped from dirt to blue sky. Best case gonna blow your mind when your focus gets flipped from dirt to blue sky. Best case gonna blow your mind when your focus gets flipped. Give me that best case scenario.
I wanna hear it full blast in stereo. I wanna see my glass start to overflow with that best case scenario.
I just won't quit, and I just won't quit. Oh no no.
Give me that best case scenario. Where the right's out to the wrongs. Where love has come to conquer all. With that best case scenario.
Cause I need that lift. Never lift, oh yeah, yeah. Show me, teach me, get the power to create. Through my mind I find a way. Remind me, teach me, get the power to choose. See my future in the groove. I am blessed, I am here, no type of fear.
No time, no fear, no fear.
crazy scenario flowing through my mind. Yeah, the clock says I'm living, I could travel through time. Cause I'm here to define, here to remind, that every little thought is here to design your destiny, who you choose to be. A king in the sky or a bum on the street. It's not up to me, yeah, it's only you. Win or lose, when you choose, create your own truth. Good vibing, aligning, a shift that lets the bright light in. What you say, you create. So think twice before you let your mind stray. How to get out from under these negative thoughts, these old beliefs that don't walk the walk. I am blessed, I am here, no time for fear.
No time for fear. That best case scenario,
I just won't quit, I just won't.
Okay, so that was Best Case Scenario by Saint Tone. If you want to check out more positive music, go to www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com. We're going to take a very short break, and we're going to be right back with Alex, the creator of Being Epic. Gilman Amps, we create the tone in your head. Custom-built guitar and bass tube amplifiers. If you need repairs, modifications, or restorations of your modern or vintage tube amps, check out Gilman Amplifiers on Facebook. That's G-I-L-M-A-N Amplifiers.
And so we are back, and we are so honored today to have with us Mr. Alex Iglesia, creator of Being Epic, and thanks for being epic. Hi, Alex. How are you today?
I'm really great, Jenny. Hi. Hi,
Daddy. Hi, Alex. You know, I know that we had spoken about you in the past because we had spoken about the Imagination IQ event and our participation in it, and that's how we met you and got to find out what you're all about. So we got to experience it firsthand, but for our listeners, just let them know a brief history about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, Tony, thank you. So I live in Marin. So I'm in Marin right now, and I live here with my wife. And the last few years, I've had a really great fortune to work with really cool people who are visionaries, they're alchemists, they're change agents, and I've had a chance to bring the work that I did with you, which is movement and consciousness tools to helping people get clear on their message or to get more confident and more empowered in how they are living day to day as they're evolving their own work. And the thing is that 9 years ago, I started being interested in this conscious evolution thing. And I was really frustrated because I was teaching yoga and meditation and movement, and I would see people doing what they're doing in the gym floor, and I'd say to myself, well, if there's a mind-body connection, then who is this person becoming with the exercise that they're choosing? And there's got to be some sort of interesting link between how we develop over time and how cultures develop, since research talks about development and stages of evolution, and then what we're doing day-to-day with our mind-body connection and our movement practices. And I was like, why is it that some yogis seem like jerks? Some rock climbers and comedians that I knew in Boston at the time, like, they were so wise. Like, what's really going on with these with transformation stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And so I did a master's in conscious evolution, and I started doing a lot of practice, but the real work was in how I systematically tried to destroy my life. I've hit rock bottom financially twice. I almost got divorced. I have hit emotional rock bottom a number of times. And physically, there was actually a time where I couldn't get off the floor for an hour, and my wife had to call someone to take me to go get my body worked on. Just my body just stopped functioning very well.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, I just know what it's like to hit rock bottom, and for me, what I'm about and what I want for people is if they're willing to choose, like, their life now, which I've had to do over and over again, like, choose my life now, and I've had to develop tools that would work for me to let go of all the places that I was choosing against me or choosing for someone else, living, creating someone else's life. So that's what I want from people who want to choose it. And that's really what the work that I got to do with you at the Imagination event was all about, was just streamlining and trying to access the our knowing and express it in the world with as little friction as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the thing that I thought was so cool, what you did is, here we are in a 3-day seminar, and you would break up the day with us being able to get up and get these different movements and breathing techniques. And I found it really interesting when we would posture ourselves in a certain position and then breathe in certain energy and breathe it out with different movements. And it took it to another level for me. Because you really are connecting everything now. You're actually standing in a certain position, you're breathing a certain way, and there's a certain gesture with your arms. And it really, like I said, took it to another level for me as opposed to just sitting. And I thought it was really great for you doing that within the course, because within the course, you're sitting there for 3 days at a seminar. And even though we were in beanbags, which we had mentioned earlier, which is totally different than your normal event, I just thought it was excellent to have someone like yourself step in and do a 10-minute session with everybody, because it really opened everyone up to a whole nother level. I thought it was great.
Well, it broke up what would be a normal learn situation into a you're learning but you don't feel like you're learning situation.
Right. You're physically getting up. And now, would you say that a lot of your training, since you are a black belt, did some of this training and knowledge come in from that?
Yeah, there's a couple pieces. So I was really lucky to meet a man who pioneered martial arts in the United States and really changed the landscape of personal protection. And I became a black belt under him. And I was also teaching adults hand-to-hand combat when I was 15. So I look back at that, and I did develop some really unique skills for facilitating learning in learn-by-doing sort of ways. And I developed a huge appreciation for being able to, you know, look at someone, see where they're at, break things down so that they can get it right away. And that was one of the things that frustrated me the most when I spent about 5 years just doing business in holistic ways. You know, they break the day up with some dance. And while dance is awesome and get some energy up, what I noticed was it wasn't really helping me to learn the content. And so with this other work that I did, which is called Uzazu, I'll spell that. It's spelled U-Z-A-Z-U. It's a whole body of work, really well-researched, and it's sort of like a Rosetta Stone for movement.
Hmm.
It's like if we wanted to come into a networking event and be open and vulnerable, how would we choose that? Well, there's movements, there's choices, there's questions that are specific to those ways of being. And so for me, the things that have changed my life the most have been when I've been able to be a way of being that I either didn't know how to be or didn't want to be or judged, or for whatever reason, I just wouldn't be that. Which is why I love the work you do with your music, is you let us be the inspiration and the motivated way of being that we desire, we know is possible. And what I'm a geek about is hacking the engineering of my own personal dashboard, if you will. So how do I access all the different ways of being and also develop them more? It turns out that movement and questions are extremely powerful, and I just love organizing them for people for what they want to create.
No, that's exactly it. And as you said, what you take away from what you do is everyone gets to learn these movements and understand them, and then that brings them to different levels. So those different levels is what's really interesting. It's like, okay, if you want to experience this, do this movement. If you want to experience this, and I'm a true believer in that also. It's one of the things that I teach when I do my presentation is if you want to achieve a particular goal, I ask my audiences to envision themselves already having achieved it. And I said, now physically, how are you sitting? Are you sitting more upright? Is your chest out? Is your shoulders back? Your chin's up? Because now you feel more confident. Like, yes, I've just achieved that goal. And when you physically start putting yourself in that position, it triggers something in your mind and you're like, okay, yeah, I'm feeling better. Your breathing's deeper as opposed to more shallow. And I know that when you had us hunch over and feel like we were holding a big ball, you already get a sense of it's shallow breathing. You're not as confident. You just feel more vulnerable, you know? And I really enjoyed making that connection going physically, however you're sitting or standing affects you mentally also. And I think that's what's so great about what your teachings are. How do you teach classes, or how do people get involved in what you're doing? Like, do they hire you as a one-on-one, or can you, we know that you do presentations also. So tell us a little bit about how people can learn more about what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you. Well, on one hand, I work with speakers who have tribes, audiences, or groups. And that's how we met. So a speaker hired me to actually take a look at his system that he was going to walk people through and bring a new layer to it that would help everybody learn faster and connect faster. So that's one way that I work directly with speakers. And actually it's really cool because it ends up giving a new level of clarity to the person who hires me, not only the participants.
Right.
So that's one. And the second that I've just been so grateful for is one-on-one work with people. For example, I was just at a launch party for one of my former clients who actually had a launching her new career party, and her mom and her sister were there. And both came up to me afterwards, and they were tears, and they wanted to hug me because of the difference that I made in this woman's life. I didn't know it when she came to work with me, but she was literally feeling emotionally like she was drowning. She had had suicidal thoughts. This is while she was successful with her business on the outside, but she didn't know what she wanted next. Mm-hmm. And when we met and I told her I had put a billboard up in San Francisco that said, thanks for being epic, she said, I think I need to talk to you. And so we did this work, and a couple months later, she had gone from feeling completely trapped and constrained to completely free and alive and having made some really wonderful decisions for her life. So that's the second part of how people get to work with me and how I get to work with them.
And that being said, before you go to third, is so rewarding on both sides of the track, both on your side and on the participant's side. And that's what I love about doing this type of healing and energy work, is that the person doing the training is also getting something out of every single relationship that they make.
It's so true. And I learned that so long ago that there was something, I didn't know how to name it or talk about it then, but there was something happening that whatever people were asking me for was also often my own leading edge of inquiry. So I had this whole, you know, amazing Batman's belt of tools, but I was constantly in the inquiry of what else is possible. And then people would come to me and it'd be movement related or pain related or business income related or whatever it is, they say, like, how can I take this and get clear about this? And it would always be mutually enriching. And that's what I see is possible. I see a lot of us, like you, doing this work where it's no longer, hi, I have the answers, you're broken. Now there's a lot more room for this collaboration, co-creation, where it's really more like, hey, I'm going that direction. Are you too? Hey, yeah. You want to play? You want to go this direction with me?
Right.
And it changes it completely.
It totally changed it completely. And it's coming from a total place of abundance where you don't have to protect the knowledge that you have and save it only for yourself. It's okay to share your toys with others, basically. I think the collaboration side is extremely strong because, like, you know, us, we were there to share our talents. You were there to share your talents. And Dan Fowler, the creator, was there to share his talents. Now, if we were all holding our talents to ourselves and not sharing, the 40 other people in that room would have not gotten the experiences that they did. So I think the collaboration thing just makes the whole cycle so much stronger.
Yeah. And with so many people are craving it, and it's, you know, there's no shortage of strategies. This is what I learned last 2 years. There's just so many amazing people teaching strategies. But for whatever reason, other people's strategies, I could never make them work for me. Until I got, you know, into a way of being that I could sort of own my value in a sense, energetically, mentally, and then I could go, oh, okay, I know who I am again, and now I can use that strategy.
Yeah.
And I find that true with a lot of creative, spiritual, heart-centered, mission-driven people, that they're trying to do their work in the world. They're learning other people's systems and strategies. But they can't use it. They don't know why they're not working. And I think a big part of it is that any creator really is going to be successful with their own system. And if they, in a way, I want to say, dishonor themselves by ignoring what's true for them, their own system, and just dive into someone else's system alone, it's really hard for us to be successful that way. So we need a both and to that.
Exactly. So, real quick, because we're just running out of time, I want to just touch on the video, Reboot Yourself for Any Situation. Can you give us just a brief overview of what that is?
The video, Reboot Yourself for Any Situation, I've created a special gift just for your audience in Humanitarian Radio. So,
lovely.
If you go to, well, I was really inspired by your book. So, beginepic.com/HR, and you'll find a video, an opt-in for a video, and this video is going to walk you through 4 steps that I use anytime I'm either stuck with something, a little bit afraid or a lot afraid, or like today, for 5 minutes before this interview, I just want to get aligned with the work I'm here to do in the world. Mm-hmm. So it'll walk you through those 4 steps and also talk to you a little bit about how you can design your own mind-body movement practice that keeps rooting your work in the world.
Excellent.
That is awesome. So we're going to have that link available right here underneath the, right on our page that you're listening to this on. So Alex, I want to thank you again for doing everything that you have done for us and just keep doing the work you're doing, because I think you're doing an awesome job and you're really helping people just do what they want to do, you know, just teaching them these moves and these techniques, I think is a great, great thing. And I really encourage everyone to take a look at this video also.
Yeah. And I want to say to our listening audience, check this guy out. He's got something really special. We obviously felt like you needed to know about him, and that's why we're bringing him to you. And please look at his sites and his products and keep an eye on what he's doing. He's a mover and shaker in this world. He's making great changes for all of us to be able to live happier, more decent lives. So absolutely get behind him and support him in any activities that he's doing. Thank you so very much, Alex. Such a pleasure to have you on our show. And we totally look forward to having you back again and again and again and again. And see what you're up to in the future.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Tony. Thank you both for being so epic.
Thanks, honey. Talk to you again. You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out. some good news for your soul.